Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Why might we be done with bowl opt-outs, Caleb, which would make me joyful?
Well, so the NCAA is attempting a way to make bowl games more relevant. And this is discussed in the revenue sharing model that the SEC and Big Ten are spearheading, which is part of the idea is allow players to take part and share in the revenue generated by the bowl games if they play. And maybe some rewards if you win or something like that. And the idea is you can, if you give them financial rewards, they won't opt out. Spoiler alert, if you're a number one draft pick as a quarterback, you're still going to opt out of the bowl game because that's chump change compared to what you're going to make in the draft.
Yep. So, I mean, there is no possible way that a bowl could pay out that much money that it would make a difference as far as personnel. To go a little bit deeper, do you really care if players opt out of a meaningless bowl game? Now, if a player opted out of a playoff game, I think you would agree his name would be Mud in Knoxville for the rest of his life. But if it's just an old bowl game, an old Citrus Bowl, an old Outback Bowl, do you think that most fans really care if they opt out or not?
No, and I've told you this as a fan of a team. I like opt-outs because if you're not going to be not, I don't resent it at all because if I'm a fan of a team, if you're not going to be on my team next year, which is fine, you want to go to the NFL. I like the idea of bowl practices to get ready for next year, right? And how can I get ready for next year if a guy who's not going to be on my team is taking up the first team reps? And I mean, wasn't everybody in Knoxville happy that Joe Milton opted out of the Citrus Bowl, Dave? Everybody was happy. It helped. It was a win-win, right? It was a win for Milton. He could focus on the draft and he couldn't hurt his draft stock. But it was a win for Tennessee because Tennessee could then get ready for Nico and everybody got to see what Nico would look like in an actual game. I thought it was the perfect scenario. Now, as far as meaningless bowl games, on top of that, for people that don't like it, I'm going to call out this idea. You can't have two thoughts in your head. You cannot have a problem with bowl opt-outs, but also be a fan of the expanded college football playoff. Because the expanded college football playoff is what made bowl games meaningless. Josh Pate says this all the time, and he's right. The phrase meaningless bowl game, Dave, did not exist 10 years ago. No one ever said it. At all. It wasn't until the playoff that meaningless bowl games became a thing. And they became a thing because the playoff sucked all the energy out of the rest of the bowl games. You've now made a 12-team playoff. How in the world, with the coverage of a 12-team playoff, do you expect the Citrus Bowl to generate it? That's going to be...
They're going to generate less money than they generate now because their TV ratings will go down.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah. Where polls will be in 5 or 10 years, I don't know, but it wouldn't stun me if they didn't exist and it was all just a playoff sport.
Exactly. So I'm just going to tell you guys, having grown up in Memphis with the Liberty, you know, the Liberty Bowl was always like, it wasn't a big bowl or anything like that. But when it happened, it was the cover story on the commercial appeal the next day, which is the local Memphis newspaper. It was a main story. The Liberty Bowl, that was the result. It was a big event. Those type of bowl games, Dave, for the newspapers that still exist, they're going to be on the back page of their local newspapers now. They won't even be the lead sports story for their local newspaper anymore. And you know this, bowl games were a city that hosted a bowl game back in the day. The results of that bowl game was the cover story for that city's local paper, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was the cover story for the sports section. I mean, the lead and a sidebar most of the time.
Yeah.
By the way, I tried to buy a Knoxville News Sentinel the other day, and it was $3.21. Pass. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is the problem. I guarantee you the Orlando Sentinel, the Citrus Bowl, will be on page 4 of the sports section this year. And it's totally devalued what was so the greatness of the bowl game was it brought relevance to it was a way the whole guys, you know, I'm gonna shamelessly plug my bowl
games. You and I see the bowl games such a different way. To me, special, distinguished, none of those would describe a bowl game. It is practically an exhibition game, except for the college football playoff and the BCS championship game before that. I've never thought when I went to a bowl and covered it that, boy, if they lose today, it's going to mess them up next year. If they win today, that sets a pot. It just doesn't really have an effect on the following year. Sometimes I think it's evident that the players don't think much of bowl games either.
I think it has a big effect. I think it used to. I'll give you an example. I think that 95 Citrus Bowl when Tennessee beat Ohio State, I think that helped propel Tennessee to a national level for recruiting. They were already recruiting extremely well, but them beating Ohio State when they did with Peyton Manning, I think was a huge part of that getting that 97 recruiting class that was so elite with Jamal Lewis, Cedric Wilson, and those guys. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, and there was a point of pride of, okay, I know this is weird. You're going to call me a guy who liked participation trophies. You're going to say I sound like a millennial, and maybe I do. I kind of liked the fact that you had something to hang your hat on, even if you didn't win the national championship, which college football felt like the only sport that had that. And I know that seems lame. I know it's sappy. And I called you sappy earlier for saying you play for something with the SEC championship. So I'm being a hypocrite. So I'll be the first to say it. I'm being a hypocrite right now. But I did value the SEC championship too. I'm just saying this new playoff is sucking the energy out of that. And it has totally sucked the energy out of bowl games. As a fan now of a team, if you're a fan of a team and your team wins a bowl game and you go tell fans, hey, we won this bowl, the rest of the world will be like, oh, that's great. Let's go talk about this college football playoff. No one's going to pay you a second of attention for winning a bowl game anymore. And I think that's what I hate about college football. I love the bowls, Dave. It's something that January 1st was so much fun.
Well, it was, but it was from a nostalgic standpoint. It wasn't from a TV ratings standpoint. I mean, you and I both know the TV ratings for this college football playoff are going to far exceed what they were for the bowl games. So I was nostalgic about it. I can remember one time covering a Chick-fil-A bowl that was going to be played on, I think, the 2nd for some reason. I drove home to watch football all day from Atlanta with my wife on January the 1st because that was a special day. But when's the last time that's been a special day? They've moved them around for TV so much. It's not like the NFL owns Thanksgiving. It doesn't feel like that at all. It just feels like they're just interspersed among some meaningful NFL games.
Oh, no. Look, the cat's out of the bag. And it started with the college football playoff. The cat's out of the bag. And that was out of the bag 10 years ago. Which is why when we're talking about these opt-outs, the real story, Dave, are the bowl games even going to have money to pay players who play? Because, I mean, I feel like most of them are going to lose money.
No, that's actually my point. And are you going to, I mean, what are you going to do? Call Josh Heupel and say, which one of your players is considering leaving early and which ones do we need to give more money to? Well, I mean, is Josh Heupel going to single guys out? Is he going to say some guys are great and they're not going to play? You need to pay this guy or some guys aren't? I mean, that puts him in a very untenable position. Are they going to wait until, like in the case with Joe Milton, where he announced it in the middle of the month? It just seems incredibly difficult to change opt-outs to meaningless bowl games. I've said it before. At the time, I hated it. Christian McCaffrey started it all. You're right, Travis. But I've said it before. I didn't like it at the time. If it were my son, though, I would tell him not to play in a bowl game. If that was meaningless. You're about to have a little one. What would you tell them?
I would tell them not to play in the bowl game too. But let me be very clear on this. If I were the head coach of the program, I would want my player to not play in the bowl game. If you're Josh Heupel,
you would just soon get ready for next year.
Yeah, just get ready for next year.
Okay, I'm going to say that C word again, culture. If you start doing that, you are going to lose some seniors, which can then affect the overall team chemistry, which I think you undervalue. But those seniors are going to be gone, so you could argue that's fine.
There's already going to be opt-outs. I mean, the opt-outs started Josh Heupel's first year. I don't think that's hurt the culture. I think everybody understands that. You know, you think about moving on. I mean, think about it this way. Whatever organization or thing you were in college and high school, you remember, Dave. Say you're in band or something. I don't know. Your seniors towards the end of the year, they just take the last 3 weeks off of school, right? They know they're out of there and they're gone. That doesn't change anything about the next year. And so I don't think that messes with the culture too much. I think players are mature enough to understand what players are wanting to do and what players need to do. So I think the opt-outs help the team more than it helps the player, honestly.
Travis has been on top of it today. He's our poster of the day. He says throughout history, how many players have been injured in a bowl game and didn't make it to the NFL? Travis, I would respond to that with how many NFL scouts or coaches have said his bowl game was so impressively incredible that we moved him up 2 rounds on our board.
I can tell you who did that. I can tell you right now who did that. Al Davis. Jamarcus Russell balled out against Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl, and Al Davis was stupid enough to think, well, he's the number one draft pick.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little.
Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.